What up? And welcome back to another episode of Gritty Knows Best, baby. Yeah! Everybody's excited. Yes. All right, calm down. We got a show to do. Thank you, though. Hope you're doing all right over there, wherever you are, whatever time it is. Hope you're doing well. I'm doing all right. I can't complain at all. Just had a nice iced coffee with some almond milk, with some nice vanilla almond milk. Went outside, and I noticed that the fall weather is rolling in, which means, obviously, that Halloween time is approaching. And I wouldn't even say it's approaching. I would say it's already here. Okay, the decorations are out. People are sending me the decorations that they see in the store because they know I love it. Pumpkin spice is out. You know, I'm already taking that, and I already got my pumpkin spice shit in the closet. I got it already. And the horror movies are on TV. Everybody's talking about it. So Halloween season is here, and I'm sure you're as excited as me. And if you're not, then you are very strange to me. Okay. Listen, thank you to everybody who hit me up and told me that they enjoyed the last episode, or the part of the last episode where I talked about how I absolutely got played on OnlyFans. All right, I'm not gonna say it again here, obviously. So you got to go into the last episode to hear it. But it was an interesting one, and everybody got a good laugh at my expense, and I'm glad that they did. Let's have another laugh at my expense, okay? Let's have another one, because tonight we're going to be talking about embarrassing moments. You've had them, your mom's had them, your friends have had them, and of course, as you know, I've had them. I've talked about a few of my embarrassing moments already on this show, a bunch of the stupid shit I've done, but now we're going to be digging into maybe we got four on this list, okay? So let's have another laugh. Let's all be entertained by my foolishness. Gather around the fire, grab a blanket, grab a pumpkin spice coffee, and let's go, baby.
Let's talk about it.
Yes. The first embarrassing moment on this list is the cement incident. That's what we're going to call this one, the cement incident. This one happened maybe 4 or 5 years ago. Can't even remember by now. Maybe probably 5 years ago. So my dad was out of town, and my uncle called him because my uncle was building a shed in his backyard, and he wanted to do it in like one day. So he had a bunch of people come over to help him build up the shed. He called my dad and asked if he would come over. My dad was like, no, I'm out of town, but my son, I'm going to send my son in my place. That was a very bad idea, Dad. I don't think my dad knows, or he didn't know at the time, how bad I was at doing anything handy. And if you've listened to the show for any amount of time, then you already know how bad I am at handiwork. We've discussed this before. We've talked about how me and Dre were putting in my air conditioner and it kind of fell and it hit me in the head. We talked about Dre was bleeding all over the wall. I put the bike basket on wrong, and then shit flew out of the basket flew off the bike and shit flew into the street. I mean, I am not equipped to do handiwork, all right? So you can't call me for stuff like that. But at the time, I don't think anybody knew that. So I ended up showing up and ready to go. I had my boots on. I think I had gloves or something. And everybody's chilling out. There's a bunch of guys there. And we're all chilling. Everything's good. Up until the part where I figure out we have to pour cement. I have never worked with cement in my life. I don't think at this point I've even used a wrench, let alone cement. So now I have to wheel cement over in a wheelbarrow into this pit. When I heard about it, I mean, I wasn't really intimidated. I didn't really know what this entailed, okay? I'd never used a wheelbarrow at this point. So everybody gets online with their wheelbarrow in hand. I'm the first one in line. I don't know why. I don't know why I was so fucking excited to do this. But I get my wheelbarrow. I go to the front of the line. The cement truck rolls in the backyard. They start dumping the cement into my wheelbarrow. And I'm noticing like, okay, this cement is definitely heavy. I didn't really, I don't think I was really aware that cement was going to be that heavy. I don't know. It sounds stupid, but it was true. Now, I already said I didn't know how to use a wheelbarrow. So as soon as the cement was done getting poured into my wheelbarrow, I went to push off to move to go to the pit with the wheelbarrow. I didn't even know how to balance the damn thing. And next thing you know, it tilts over and splat. Cement is all over my uncle's backyard. And he just went into a rage. He's like, what the fuck? Oh, my God. Everybody had to go over with shovels and pick up the cement and put it in. I don't even know where they put the cement. Probably back in my wheelbarrow. And then I had to push it. It was a disaster. And I did it in front of everybody. There was probably 8 other fucking guys there. His girlfriend at the time. Just a bunch of people all staring at this moron who dropped a wheelbarrow full of cement. Then I ended up, I continued my job. They put less cement in my wheelbarrow, but the day wasn't over. I kept on embarrassing myself because I was not equipped to do this job. And you had to take the wheelbarrow all the way to the backyard. You had to catch momentum to go up this ramp and then catch momentum in a very short distance to go and balance onto a little plank and then dump it in the pit. This was totally out of my fucking league here. And I was trying my best. I would run up the ramp and I would tilt to the side and then I would, getting on the plank was the worst. I would get on the plank and then I'd fucking fall over into the pit. It was a nightmare. Needless to say, my uncle never called me for another job after that. Thank God I had a concert to go to, so I only spent half the day. I think they would have sent me home. I think they would have been like, all right, thanks a lot, Tom. But we got enough guys, actually. We're done with this part of the job, so we're going to send you home. Great job, buddy. I don't even remember how they addressed me as I left, but I'm sure they were talking a lot of shit when I left because it was just a disaster. They should have never called me, and they never did call me again. My dad never asked me to do anything. I'm sure he got a nice phone call about that when it was over. That was one of the first moments. Next up on the list, we have a little incident that happened at Justin's 16th birthday party. Everybody knows Justin by now. He's been on many episodes of the show. So at his 16th birthday party, I got invited, me and a few of my friends. It was a big deal. Everybody was ready. Everybody was excited. Justin was throwing it at this nice big hall. We got all dressed up. I had my purple hat, my purple sneakers. I was looking good. I can't even lie. I was looking good. My clothes were a little baggy. That's how we were wearing them back then. But I was looking good. So me and a few of my friends rolled to Justin's party. Everything's going great. Everything's going phenomenal, actually, because me and Justin and our friends are standing off to the side of the dance floor, just chilling, just talking, shooting the shit. Next thing I know, this girl, Justin's friend's sister, walks past me and my friends and looks me up and down and gives me this whole flirty look. And I'm just like, oh shit, here we go. I don't know why I knew intuitively that something was going to happen at this party. I was like, okay, I'm going to meet a girl at this party. I don't know how I knew it, but I swear I knew I was going to meet a girl. But I didn't know what was going to happen. I didn't know that it was going to turn into what happened, okay? So this girl looks at me, and we're all like, oh shit, okay, here we go. This is good. This is good. So maybe about 5-10 minutes rolls by. I get something to eat or whatever, and I see her standing over, sitting by the speaker with a friend. So I'm like, all right, guys, I'm going to go over there and I'm going to talk to her. So I walk over there. I say, what's up? I think I ask for her name or whatever. And I'm like, do you want to dance? She's like, yeah. So grab her by the hand. We go to the dance floor. Everything's going great, right? I mean, you're probably so proud of 15-year-old Gritty here. Well, here's where things get interesting, okay? Because I should have never asked her to dance. Because she grabs my hands and we start dancing to Spanish music. Now, once we started dancing, I displayed probably the worst dancing ever that you've ever seen at this point. It was the most awkward dancing you have ever seen. She was looking at me like, what the fuck? And it took about 5 seconds into this dance for her to be like, yeah, I think I'm going to go sit down. I need to take a break. And I was just like, you know what? Yeah, you do that because I'm looking like a complete jackass right now. Oh my God, was it bad. Justin and the other people were standing at the side and they were laughing. They said I looked like a broomstick the way I was dancing. It was awful. Okay, not to say that I don't have rhythm and I don't know how to dance. The problem was that it was to Spanish music. I'm half Puerto Rican, but I don't know. There's like different dances according to the different songs when you dance like to Spanish music. So I don't know one from the other. I don't know what one dance is from the other dance, what one song is from the other. And that's what we were dancing to. So when I started, I had no clue what I was doing. And it was evident in the first 5 seconds of this dance. And she had enough. She was like, oh no, this boy does not know what he's doing. And she fucking rightfully left me on the dance floor. Rightfully so. It was so awful and embarrassing. If I would have just danced to some other song, like a rap song or a rock song, anything else, it might have played out better. But probably what would have been better if I just talked to her. Because I am not a dancer. I don't really dance like that. It would have been better if I just kicked it with her, talked to her, and then used my actual skill, which is I could talk forever. So I probably should have just fucking talked to this girl. But instead, I decided to be, I don't know what came over me to ask her to dance when I had no idea how to dance. Okay, so this is one of my problems, kids. Sometimes I don't know my limits, okay? It was already evident with the cement thing, but now in this story, it's even more evident that sometimes I don't know my limits. And that is something I've had to learn over the last couple of years, is to know what I'm doing here and know what is above my capabilities. This was definitely above that. If I would have had, I know a lot of females that would have taught me how to dance to this type of music, but I wasn't prepared. I was not prepared. I looked like a fool. I looked like a jackass. It was awful. It was awful. I don't know where that girl is today, and all I can hope is she does not remember that. That's all I hope. But I will remember that forever. And I don't think I've danced. Oh, I did dance at my prom, and that went a lot better. That went a lot better because I knew what the fuck I was doing and I wasn't dancing to Spanish music like a jerk. Wow. Wow. Next up on the list, this next one also involves Justin. Justin was invited. This one is probably the most recent out of the embarrassing moments. Justin was invited to a wedding party on Halloween, actually, by his friend Jamie and Coldheart. This was such a great party, by the way. Just to shout these people out, they threw a tremendous wedding reception, I think it's called. Is that what the party is after the wedding? Yeah, we didn't go to the wedding, but we went to the reception, which was thrown on Halloween. And they went all out. They had great food, a great place that they hosted it at, great DJ. Everything was fantastic. So shout out to Jamie. Shout out to Coldheart. Justin was invited to this event. They really didn't know me they knew me, but they only knew me because they invited Justin backstage to this event, to this concert, and I was his plus one to that too. So they knew me from that, and they ended up inviting me as well. And I was shocked that they even like invited me. They didn't even tell him like, yo, you have a plus one. They were like, oh, bring Gritty with you. And I was like, oh shit, they actually know my name? Because up until this point, I only seen them once, and I just assumed that they thought my name was Grilly or Griffy. I mean, me and Justin would joke about it, that they probably have no clue who I am, even though I was backstage, which is fine because Justin was their friend. So I was just happy to be invited, and I was even more excited to see that when I showed up, my name was written on a tombstone. Like all the guests' names were written on a tombstone where their seats were. And I thought that was great. And it didn't say Grilly, and it didn't say Grissy. It said Gritty, so they actually knew my name. It was fantastic. So everything was going well until I fuck it up. The hall was actually across the street from a cemetery, which was, I don't know if they planned that, but that was great. So I ended up walking outside midway through the party, had my drink, walk outside to go check out the cemetery a little bit, just peep it out. When I come back in, though, I walk in, and I'm walking back to our table, and there's Justin, Jamie, Coldheart, and some guy, and he's taking a picture of them. So I'm like, oh, let me get out of the way of this picture. So I quickly move around them, and I move to the end of the table where one of the seats are, and I put my drink down. When I put my drink down and I look back, I see them waving at me like, hey, hey, hey. So I'm like, oh, wow, they want me in the picture. This is nice. So I jump in the picture. We take it. They leave. And everything's good. Until Justin tells me, you know they wanted you to take the picture, right? I was like, what? What are you talking about? They wanted me to take the picture.
When you were walking over there, Jamie was telling you, hey, take the picture. And you just fucking walk right by her.
I was like, huh?
He was like, yeah, she asked you to take the picture. You walk by, and then she went, oh.
Like, she was so shocked that I walked by her, she put her hand over her mouth and went, oh. Because I just totally disrespected the bride at her reception. Didn't even hear her tell me that she wanted me to take the picture. I just walked right by her. And they're probably telling me something that I didn't even hear. And I'm assuming it's jump in the picture. And I jump in the picture with them. Look like a total idiot. Like a total jackass. They take the picture and they leave. I felt so dumb that I jumped in this freaking picture with them. These people graciously invited me. They did not have to invite me at all. Justin is their friend. And they wanted me to take a picture of all of them. And I fucking blow them off. And then end up jumping in the picture. You can see this picture on my Instagram, by the way, at It's Gritty Bitch. They ended up posting it on their Instagram, so that was nice. They obviously weren't I don't think they were mad about it because I have spoken to Jamie. I corresponded with her like a little bit here and there. She had the baby, so I talked to her about that a little bit on Instagram. So I don't think she was upset about it. She probably just thinks that I'm a complete fucking jackass and I'm a moron. But it was a great party. They had great goodie bags. It was a great time. But I ended up fucking that up. And you just can't take me anywhere, obviously, because that was so dumb. Wow. We still talk about that one till this day, too. Haven't been invited to anything since. Oh, before I move on to the last one, this one just popped in my head. I think about this one every now and then, and I just laugh because it was so stupid. One time, I probably was in about ninth grade. I was sitting in Spanish class and I was texting my friend and we were talking about going to the movies with some girls in our school. And I was like, hey, do you think I should ask so-and-so to come with me? And he was like, well, he actually couldn't respond because I ended up sending that text message asking him, should I bring so-and-so to the party? I mean, to the movies. To so-and-so, I sent it to the girl. Hey, should I ask this girl to the movies? And it was her. When I saw her name pop up and at this time, it was like you could see, it was like the old text messages. So it was like a little piece of paper going into an envelope and it just kept going in and going in. That meant it was loading. When I saw her name above the envelope graphic, I wanted to fucking die, man. I was like, oh, shit. Bruh. Wow, was that stupid. She actually never said anything about that text message, but we were really cool, so we ended up kicking it after that, whatever. It was all good. We kicked it a bunch of times after that, but that was just embarrassing. I'm sure a lot of you can relate to sending the wrong text message sending a text message to the wrong person, especially if it's about that person. Ridiculous. Last but definitely not least, this one I was debating whether I would talk about on the podcast or not. But my friend, there's only two people that know about this, but now everybody's going to know about this one. I was debating, but it is going to end up on the podcast now. So here we go. This one, it wasn't as embarrassing as it was hurtful and painful. Okay, it definitely was embarrassing, but it definitely hurt me more than anything. So, sometime last year, I decided that I was going to get my name tattooed on my stomach, like a rocker on my stomach. Like, a rocker is like the letters that go around your belly button, if you don't know what that is. If you're not familiar with a rocker is, you could look it up. But I decided I was going to get a rocker with my name tattooed on my stomach over my belly button. In big old English letters, big black old English letters. And that had been rolling around in my head for a while before I actually made the decision to do it. Maybe like a year or maybe even 2 years before I actually decided to do it. So I knew I really wanted to do it. So I ended up finding an artist, the perfect artist that I thought was the perfect artist, okay? Ended up finding the perfect artist, in quotations, for the job, hit that person up, and I set an appointment on a whim. I was like, you know what? This is it. I'm going to do it. Fuck it. Here we go. So I end up going to the tattoo shop, getting the tattoo. It was a pretty cool experience because first I was talking to this chick. She was probably pretty, she looked pretty high or drunk or something. She had like an American flag on her ass. That was fun. And I thought that getting the tattoo on my stomach would be hell. I was under the assumption it was going to hurt really bad and it was going to be ticklish because my stomach is very ticklish. But on the contrary, it was totally fine. I almost fell asleep while getting my stomach tattooed. It went pretty quickly. It was a great experience until I got on the train. Once I got on the train, I was thinking I was hot shit, hot gritty. I got my fucking name on my stomach now. I'm feeling great, feeling like a boss. Get on the train, and I'm staring at the picture that this person took of me with my new tattoo. As I'm staring at this picture, now I'm starting to realize, like, something is a little off about this tattoo that I didn't notice really in person. So I'm looking at it and I'm like, oh no, I think this tattoo is off center. Like, it's kind of crooked and it's not where the rocker usually goes. It's off center from my stomach. It's not placed right. So now I'm freaking out. And I call my friend and I'm like, look at this picture I just sent you. I got a new tattoo. He's like, oh shit. Yo, I always wanted one of these. This is hot. I'm jealous. Then I'm like, no, look at it closer. Tell me if you think anything's wrong with it. He's like, no, it's a nice tattoo, which it is. It was well done. But then I said, doesn't it look off center to you? He zooms into the picture and now he sees it as well. He also texts his friend who owns a tattoo shop, and his friend was immediately like, yeah, it's off center, kind of crooked. Your boy got fucked up. Oh, man, when I tell you, I didn't know what to do. What the fuck are you supposed to do when this happens? I was so excited to get this, and now I got fucked up, bro. It was a botch. It was a botch tattoo. So now I had to walk home from the train just thinking about, I was talking to them and I was just like, what do you do? What do you do when this happens to you? I don't fucking know. I decided not to have any type of words with the person who did it because I felt like it was my fault that it happened. Okay, like, obviously this person did the tattoo and they're the professional. They should have put it on right. But at the end of the day, I'm the one that okayed this. Now, I think this happened the way it happened for a few reasons. Well, one major reason is my head was not in the right space to do anything like that. At this time, my head was fucked up. I was having breakdowns all the time, crying, sad, angry, guilt, all kind of shit was going on in my head. I was not in the right space to do anything permanent on my body. So that, I believe, had a big role in why this came out like that. My head was all over the place. I was frantic. I was rushing. I was anxious. I was angry. Just a lot going on that I can see now because I'm out of that situation. But at the time, my head was in a bad spot. Also, I went by myself because I was not really wanting to be around too many people. I was like, listen, I'm going to go get this badass tattoo on my own. Fuck that. I don't want to be around nobody. I'm going to do this for me on my own. And nobody was really around to tell me that this thing was jacked up a little bit. But it still pisses me off that the person that put it on didn't notice. And there was also somebody else in the shop. This was a reputable shop, by the way. A reputable shop and a reputable artist. There was people in there who were witnessing this from the shop. They didn't say shit. So I believe it happened because I just wasn't properly there mentally, and I didn't have anybody with me who was properly there mentally, which is not usually me. I usually bring people for shit like this. Something big like this, I usually bring people with me. And I had a few people in my head who I was like, maybe I should bring this person, maybe I should bring this person. At the end of the day, I didn't do it. I don't know why. It was just a bad situation, dude. It took me a while to get over this, but I have, because it is what it is. Like, what are you going to do about it? Also, it's not a bad piece of work. It's not like the work is bad. Like, people that see it love it. Like, people that see the tattoo don't even notice that it's off. Nobody really cares. Nobody notices. The people that do know that it's off just fuck with me, and they don't really care. Like, they're just, like, still a badass tattoo regardless. And I don't know if talking to this fucking person who did it is going to do anything to solve it. What is it going to do? Because at the end of the day, I'm the one that approved it, even though these two fucks approved it too, and they're the ones that are the professionals. So it was just a sticky situation. It's one that bothered me for a long time. But at the end of the day, tattoo's still badass. And it's a little off, which is me anyway. What are you going to do? I think it reflects me. It's a nice tattoo, but it's a little bit off, which is me. So there you go. That's the list. Hope you were entertained by my foolishness, by some of the stupidity I've engaged in. Before I go, I do want to talk about two other things. On the topic of embarrassment, this kind of was rolling around in my head when I was getting ready for this episode, so I wanted to say it out loud to you in case anybody needed this. Please do not allow embarrassment or the fear of embarrassment to stop you from putting yourself out there. Do not allow fear of you fucking up or making a mistake or looking bad stop you from putting yourself out there into the world in all areas. First of all, because this is what I usually talk about on the show creatively, don't stop yourself from putting your work out there or putting yourself out there because you're afraid of the judgment or you're afraid of looking bad online or on stage, because you're not going to get anywhere like that. Okay, let's just say you want to record a video and put it on YouTube of you playing the flute to a Demi Lovato song. I don't know. That's just the first idea that came to my head. Maybe somebody's already done it. I don't know. But you're afraid. Maybe you're like, oh, what if, you know, the people that I know, my family and friends, are going to laugh at me like I'm playing the fucking flute to a Demi Lovato song online. Like, maybe the people at school are going to make fun of me and they're gonna find out. Who gives a shit? Who cares? First of all, it's something that you want to do. It's something you want to put out there. And if you're sick at what you want to do, you're good at it, you might as well show the world and entertain everybody and let people see what you got. And if anybody is going to criticize you, listen, a joke is a joke. You shouldn't be offended if somebody makes a joke, a slight joke at your expense. But I want you to sleep well by knowing that the people that are going to really criticize you and be scathing if you come in contact with that, those people are most likely not doing shit. Okay, those people that are going to really criticize you and go in on you and spew hateful stuff at you aren't doing anything. Most likely those people have a lot of stuff going on with them internally. They're not happy with themselves and they're going to spill it out onto you. They're going to put that onto you. So you don't got to worry about that. It got nothing to do with you. You play the fucking flute, you sing, you dance, you draw, and you put it out there because it's probably really good. And as I said on one of the other episodes, if it ain't good, at least you're having fun doing it and you're going to probably get better. So do not let the fear of embarrassment or criticism stop you from putting your stuff out there. If you have an embarrassing moment, so what, man? You have a bad piece of work, so what? You think I like everything I've ever done? Hell no. But it led to the next thing. So you can't let that stop you. And in life in general, you got to put yourself out there. I can't even tell you how many events, parties, or functions I've been to that I've known almost nobody. Since I was in high school, maybe about 16, I always made it a point to put myself in situations where I knew absolutely nobody and see what happens. These are situations where like that I want to be in. Like maybe it's an event that I want to be in that I'm not going to bring my friends as much as I love them, because I want to go out there into the world and experience stuff on my own and meet new people and do new things. So I've always made it a point to do that. And I think you should too, regardless if you feel like something, you may be embarrassed or have an embarrassing situation. Okay, like whatever you want to do, whatever event or function you want to do. I've been to the movies by myself. I mean, I've done so much stuff. I've done so much stuff on my own since I was a kid. And I love it because it gives you a chance to go out there and experience the world on your own. Because sometimes your family's not going to be there. Sometimes your friends ain't going to be there. And you want to go out there and know like you could talk to people, you can handle shit, and you just get into situations to see what happens, man. And what I found a lot of the times while doing that is the world may appear to be a scary place and scary things do happen, but the world is not a scary place. The world is not a scary place. So get out there and have some fun. This is coming from somebody who spent months at home because I was afraid to go out due to anxiety and many other reasons, fear, whatever. And I got myself out of that and I went to tons more events. I went to tons more parties and this and that all on my own just to do it, to have a good time, to meet new people, to experience new things. And I've seen, yeah, I've been into some situations where maybe I wish I didn't get into that. It was a little scary, but dude, that's what life's about. And 9 times out of 10, I'm telling you, if you get out there, you're going to know that people aren't as, you shouldn't be as intimidated of people as you may be, if you are. You shouldn't be as intimidated. Most people just want to go out and have a good time. Most people want to be fucking friends, in my opinion. And if you run into a dick, so what? But you got to get out there and you got to experience stuff. Not always on your own. But you got to get out there and have some fun and see what you're made of and see what life's about. So don't let the fear of embarrassment get in the way of that. Get in the way of you showing up to an event, whatever it is. Showing up to a party and meeting somebody cool. Maybe meeting a girl, maybe meeting a guy, maybe meeting a business partner, whatever. You never know what's going to happen outside, man. So don't worry about getting embarrassed. Don't worry about fuck fear and all that shit. Do it. I've had panic attacks on the way to places because I was going there on my own. I don't know where I was going. Whatever. You get in there, you do your best, and you have some fun. All right? Lastly, let me congratulate myself real quick. I also want to say something else good about myself. Okay? This weekend, I am proud to say that I have, for the first time, meditated for an hour straight. Yay. Yes. Everybody's excited. Everybody's proud of me. Everybody's proud. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Maybe you're like, well, I don't really give a fuck about this. I don't know what you're talking about. In that case, I don't know what to tell you, but I want to talk about it because I am proud of myself, which I never say. Never say that. For meditating for an hour straight. When I first got into meditation, it was pretty much reluctantly. I was like, I don't know what this is going to do. Just somebody told me. It kept coming to me to go meditate. You know, the message kept coming, just go meditate. And it started reluctantly with 5 minutes. 1 5-minute session a day, which turned into 10 minutes, which turned into 15 minutes, which turned into 20 minutes, and so on. And at first, like I said, I didn't really know what I was doing. I didn't know what the purpose of this was. It just kept coming to me to just meditate. So I did it. I tried a few different forms, as many different forms as I've said, and just simply sitting there and focusing on my breath and the moment stuck with me. That meditation stuck with me. So I did that for a couple of years. I've probably been meditating since 2016, if I'm not mistaken. So it's been a long road. My meditation journey has been long, but it's been great because I didn't expect to be, first of all, I'm not really consistent with many things, as you probably know, and a lot of females could probably tell you that too. I'm not really consistent with many things, okay? Art is like the only thing I'm consistent with is creating stuff. I love doing that. Other than that, I'm not really consistent with shit. But somehow, meditation stuck, which if you would have told me in high school that I was going to be meditating, I would have laughed in your face. I would have never even known what the purpose of that, I don't even know what it is. But come all these years later, you know, I worked my way up to going an hour straight. And I also did it twice. I did it 2 days in a row. Now, the second one was followed by a colossal panic attack, but still, that doesn't matter. Two times this weekend, I did an hour-long session. And that was phenomenal for me because for years, I would look at people who were, I would read about or watch videos of, and they were saying they would meditate for an hour or they would go to meditation retreats. And I'd be like, how the fuck do you do that? Even though I was having a good time with it and I was having fun, I just didn't know how people went that long, how they had that much patience. And somehow it came to me this weekend, like, yo, bro, today's the day you're going to do an hour. And I was like, all right. So I grabbed my beads and I did 6 rounds, and that was about an hour and 10, hour and 11 minutes. I did it the next day. Now I'm back to 30 because I don't know if I want to do an hour every day. But still, man, I'm fucking proud of myself for that. You may be thinking I'm insane, but I'm proud. And to anybody who wants to get into meditation, maybe you're thinking about it, maybe you're considering it, you're looking into it, start. There's a bunch of different types you can try, a bunch of different forms. You don't have to stick to one. I started with 5 minutes. That's all you got to start with. Just dip your toe in the water and see what it's about for yourself. You can't, something you can't read about. It's something you can't watch somebody do. Something people can't really give you too many tips on. You just got to do it and see where it takes you. All right. So that's my little rambling session on meditation. And that's it for the episode. Hopefully you enjoyed the stories. Hopefully you liked the little Tony Robbins seminar I gave in between. If you did, hit me up at It's Gritty Bitch on Instagram and Twitter. Let me know what you thought. Maybe you loved it. Maybe you hated it. I don't know. Maybe you got an embarrassing story you want me to hear. I'm down to read that. Maybe it'll make me feel better about the stuff I've done. Also, check out Gritty World on YouTube, where you'll find a bunch of my videos. Me and Dre are working on some other stuff. And that's it. I'm pretty sure this one's coming out on Tuesday. Last one didn't, but we're working on being consistent. I'm working on my consistency and showing up. Like I said, it took me a while to get here. It's like 4 a.m. I watched a lot of YouTube today, but we're here, baby. And I'm going to be here Tuesday. So there we go. All right. That's it.